Is this working? It's okay. As Lois mentioned, I drove racing cars. I spent about 5 years of my life, or 5 years of what almost seems like part of another life, doing that, until I set a deceleration record in California. I went from 110 to 0 in 3/10 of a second with the help of a concrete wall, and was a changed man. And I mentioned that because this first poem deals with that experience. I began teaching high school as soon as I got into a wheelchair. And it was kind of an interesting way to do it because I didn't have any discipline problem. I don't know if it was all the casts that I was wearing either made students feel sorry for me or intimidated them. But I had one eye that was full of blood, bright red. It was very handy because anytime, it was good for leching too, but anytime anybody'd step out of line, I'd turn the eye on them. But the school board got upset. The girl turned to stone and her parents complained, and anyway. And this first poem is a poem in three parts. It begins with a dream which goes into a motorcycle trip. And the second part goes back to an experience of racing, and the third part back to the motorcycle trip. And it begins with a quote from an essay by Federico Garcia Lorca on the Duende. Duende, translated literally from Spanish, means hobgoblin. But in Andalusia, where Lorca lived, Duende means much more. Duende is a quality that one has or does not have. He says, "That which has black sounds has duende." He speaks of a flamenco singer who has duende, and another singer who's technically just as good but does not have duende. But he says, "The true struggle is with duende. The duende will not appear if he does not see the possibility of death. If he is not convinced, he will circle death's house." This poem is called Between Rooms. I dreamed I was a nun, escaping vows to some dark order down a black stairwell. I woke up still running. The stairs were my spine. I ran from the pit of myself. Riding a motorcycle day after day, the continent passing beside me, wind and light till I can't stop, miles of towns and prairies move through my sleep, come back, and I ride them again. A room revisited over and over. A flawed face familiar, but always a name you can't remember. The fear of death before sleep comes. Fear of nothing or the lack of it. Fear I scorn at noon, scorn danger and its pictures vivid in my head. I'm riding a motorcycle, though I'd rather walk. But walking, a man looks suspicious. I've seen the sidelong glances of farmers, thinking they own the world at 5 a.m. Even their cows are wary. I raced around death's house, glad to be just out of reach, though several times it snagged my clothing, and I tore them, getting free. 110 miles an hour. The concrete wall zoomed in like a fist, impact and fire. My nose covered my eye like a patch. Drowning in blood, a black man filled me with tubes. All the faces around the table looking down, and no one answered. I thought I was dead and feared cremation. I couldn't break a bone in my body that hasn't already been brobroken. Right arm, right leg, left arm, left leg, skull, nose, 12 ribs, 2 vertebrae, and skin. Broke lots of skin. I heal quickly and cherish my scars. I still crave speed, though I fear it. I love silence, but despise still air. Visit the cemetery to recount a past I don't want to escape. I've got 4 cylinders under me, and in my hand 130 miles an hour. I won't use it right now, but I know it's there. I left Kansas City an hour ago. The center line's a tape I'm reeling in. My back hurts. It's getting colder and looks like rain. I'll stop in Wichita sometime after dark. I was telling a class the other day, I spent a week in a Catholic girls' school in Winona, Minnesota. I gave a reading one night, and a nun came up to me after the reading. She was 60, 70 years old. I asked if I would read to a group of cloistered nuns that she was in charge of the next day, and I said I would. So at 8 o'clock the next morning, I found myself in a room full of nuns inside a convent. And just before I began reading, she came over and punched me in the ribs. She said, "By the way, these girls know all the words, so you don't have to pull any punches with them," you know. Which really put me at ease. So I started reading poems, and I got to this poem, and not thinking about it, and I read it, and I read that first line, "I dreamed I was a nun." And all of a sudden, the room got very small. And a little voice over here kept saying, "In my maiden form bra," you know. And this part said, "No, no, no. I find I have one self that acts and the other self that watches and is horrified sometimes," you know.